Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. Here are your hosts, Bill Kennard and Tom Grandy.
Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. I'm Bill Kennard, along with our company's founder, Tom Grandy. This month's program is titled, Who, Not How, the best formula for achieving bigger goals. Tom, this month's speaker, Debbie Sardone, is a frequent contributor to this series for one very special reason. She tends to think outside the box.
You're right, Bill. Debbie has achieved some pretty amazing things in her career, but each growth step seems to be preceded by her doing things just a little bit different than other owners. Well, guess what? This presentation is no exception. Debbie's going to suggest a paradigm shift in the way most of us attempt to achieve goals. She's going to share about achieving goals not based on how it will get done, but who will do it. I think our listeners will really enjoy the value of her new approach.
Oh, you're right, Tom. You know, this presentation really is a new approach for achieving goals. Debbie Sardone is a popular consultant, trainer, speaker, author, and business owner. Described as a serial entrepreneur, she owns several successful businesses, including Buckets and Bows Maid Service, her residential cleaning business, and Speed Cleaning, a manufacturer and distributor of premium green cleaning products and professional-grade cleaning supplies. Both are located in Dallas, Texas. She is also the founder of the national nonprofit Cleaning for a Reason, through which she has helped more than 33,000 women with cancer receive free home cleaning. And now, with Who, Not How, the best formula for achieving bigger goals, here is Debbie Sardone with this month's Prophet University audio series presentation.
Hi, I'm Debbie Sardone, president of speedcleaning.com and the founder of the nonprofit Cleaning for a Reason. Today, I want you to stop making things harder. I'm going to share with you the single best formula for achieving bigger goals. The concepts I'm sharing with you came from one of my favorite recent bestsellers, Who Not How by Dan Sullivan. Why does this matter? So you can create time freedom while still achieving massive goals. The first point. When you go to set a new goal in life and you want to accomplish something huge in your business or your personal life, what's the first question you typically ask yourself? How? How do I do this? How do I make this happen? How can I achieve this income goal or new milestone? And even on a personal level, how can I lose this weight? Our instincts always go to how. And I've been guilty of this too for many, many years. This is why you see so many entrepreneurs burn out or they stop setting bigger goals. They're exhausted. They focus on how to do this, how to do that, how. When we ask how, basically to do everything, we limit ourselves to how can I do this? Asking how makes us think on our level of thinking, our resources, our capabilities, our skills, our limitations. We are limited by the time we have available. We're only thinking from a place of how. How can I make this happen? Versus thinking strategically, how? Instead of thinking of the most strategic way to make it happen, we're always thinking of how do I do it? The fastest, easiest way to achieve any goal in life is to always enlist the help of somebody who already knows how to do it. Someone who can accelerate your speed and the results you get. So we need to shift from the question of how can I do this to who can help me do this? When I first started my cleaning business, I own one of the largest residential cleaning businesses in the country. I was doing all the cleaning myself, and when I was ready to put down the mop and start hiring people and just manage the cleaning instead of do the cleaning, I started out by constantly asking, how do I transition my clients off of me? How do I train cleaners to clean like I do? How do I get cleaners to do the job right when I'm not there? And instead, what I learned later is I needed to hire the right who. I needed to ask, who can I hire to transition my clients to? I needed to ask, who can I hire that I don't have to scrutinize everything they do or supervise all of their work? This is a shift in our thinking. When you begin to ask, who can help me achieve this, rather than how can I achieve this, you dramatically shift your thinking. Who instead of how? You're looking for employees or mentors or experts or outside resources that will help you maybe double your business or triple your results or whatever it is you're looking for to help you achieve your next big goal. And you're looking for who that will be rather than how will I triple my results? How will I double my business? That's exhausting. How to grow your business becomes the most exhausting question you can ask because there's not enough hours in the day. This who, not how, this shifts your focus from how you're going to figure out how to do everything to who, where you leverage your time with somebody else's skills, someone else's experience, or somebody else's expertise. Who can help me achieve this goal? Who can help me double or triple my results? Think about a personal example. I was thinking about weight loss. Let's say you want to lose 20 pounds. You can ask, how do I do this? You do some research, you find a workout plan, you read books on keto diets, you find some recipes, but then you have to be the person that holds yourself accountable. You also have to be the person that knows the right stuff to do. Instead, you can learn to ask, who can help me lose this weight, this 20 pounds that I want to drop? Now you know immediately that there is someone who knows how, with the right meal plans, the right exercises, the daily routines, the right accountability processes, who, not how. So the number one skill you can develop in achieving bigger goals is ask a new and better question. Ask who, not how. First, write down your goals and then ask, who can help me achieve this? If you want to improve your marketing, write out a list of people who can help you. Local experts, family, a mentor, a friend, maybe an employee you already have or an employee you need to hire. If you want to systemize the hiring process of your business, who can help you? Who can help me systemize this? If you want to be a public speaker or a better public speaker, who can help you achieve this? Who can help you improve your skills? If you want to set up your QuickBooks, don't ask, how do I set up my QuickBooks? Oh my goodness, I can't think of anything more boring than to try to figure out how to set up my QuickBooks, right? Instead, ask, who can set up my QuickBooks? If you want to hire an operations manager, who can help you do this? If you want to double your growth, who is your next hire? Who is that next person you need to add to your team? Fill your company with the right who's. Hire a who, not a how. When you stop asking how and start asking who, you'll actually get better results. You know, a lot of people on my own leadership team or my administrative team, when I'm sharing an idea, a vision, or a goal, oftentimes several of them will pop up and say, how? How are we going to do that? Instead, I'm always thinking, no, who is going to do that? Who is going to help us get to the next level? I remember at my nonprofit, we would have these board meetings, Cleaning for a Reason. And they were always asking, how are we going to raise funds to meet our budget? Instead, I was always asking them to think about who do we need to hire that can help us raise funds. It's just a difference in perspective. It's a completely different way of thinking of how we get ourselves and our business to the next level. Not long ago, when my office manager of 25 years was retiring, everyone kept asking me, ooh, how are you going to replace Carla? I mean, she'd been with me for 25 years. She knew every aspect of my business. She basically grew up in my business. But to be honest with you, I wasn't worried because by this time, at this stage of my business, I realized that I was looking for a who, not someone I would have to show how to run my business. I was looking for the right who, not someone I was going to have to figure out how I would find the time to train and delegate and manage and supervise and monitor and check back on. That sounds horrible. That the notion or the prospect of doing that for a year sounded absolutely horrible. Instead, I was looking for the right who. The COO that I was looking for was the perfect who, somebody who could step in and run the operations with, you know, a clear path, with my vision and clear accountability metrics in place. I wasn't looking for somebody who already knew my industry. I was just looking for the perfect who to take over the operations with a little bit of guidance, a whole lot of vision clarity, some metrics to measure performance, and let them run with it. So what happens when you embrace who, not how? Who creates abundance and expansion? How limits you to your own knowledge, your own experience, and your own capabilities? It requires you to engage your time, your energy, and your attention. And sometimes it's not worth it, and that's why people don't grow. When you are focused on the how instead of the who, it literally decreases your own freedom if you want to grow, if you want to get to the next level. You give up time, you give up freedom. And oftentimes people say the price is too high to pay. I don't want to give up any more of my freedom. Therefore, I just won't continue to grow it at levels I believe I am capable of growing. Why? Because they're focused on how instead of who, and they don't want to decrease their time freedom. Who, on the other hand, connects you with different knowledge, different experiences, and different capabilities. Who gets you the desired results as fast as possible without you spending more time and energy. The right who immediately frees up hundreds of hours for you to do the right stuff, the things that really matters, the things that will really move your business forward. Above all, who expands your vision for what's possible because you no longer see yourself as the sole entity of achieving and getting all of the results. It wasn't too long ago that I wanted to launch a certification program for my coaching academy, and I wanted to add a whole bunch of coaches to my program because there wasn't enough of me to go around. And I struggled for several years launching this coach's certification until I figured out I needed the right who to help me launch a coach's certification program and to train and manage my coaches that I hired. And once I found the right who, our coaching program took off, and we now have 7 certified coaches in a matter of 2.5 years. The right who can eliminate your procrastination, because that's what I was experiencing. I was experiencing procrastination. I wanted for years to launch this certification coaches training program within my training academy. I was just procrastinating. I didn't know where to start. I didn't know how to do it. And so the right who can eliminate your procrastination. Think about it. Procrastination is the unfortunate byproduct of asking how, which is what I was doing, instead of who. Most of the time when you're procrastinating, you're really saying to yourself, this goal is amazing, but you're not the one to do everything necessary. Once I realized that, I hired the right who. Stop trying to figure out how to do more. Instead, invest in a who will help you do more, who will help you grow your business or take it to the next level or improve your profits. There are countless brilliant and capable who's out there waiting and wanting to help you. But first, as a leader, you need to understand your own vision and clearly articulate it so the right who can succeed. Find who's for all aspects of your life. When you ask who instead of how, your potential grows exponentially. You can create 10x or even 100x faster results when you look for who's. I remember when I needed to hire additional sales team members for my office. One plus myself wasn't enough, but I didn't have the time to try to train a new salesperson. I didn't have the time, so of course I procrastinated until I realized, hey, I can hire someone to train my team in sales. And so I found the right who so I could onboard another salesperson, and I handed off the sales training to someone else. And lo and behold, they were better than I would have been at training the new person to handle our sales. When I needed to negotiate terms and pricing with hotels to hold some of my training events, at first I was asking everyone how. It's like, how do you negotiate hotel contracts? How do you know what's kind of standard and what they're kind of gouging you on because you're not aware? I asked a lot of how questions of a lot of people, and I made a lot of mistakes early on. And then I discovered I just needed the right who. And we hired someone to negotiate our hotel contracts. We hired someone to help us save money on our hotel contracts. I had to hire the right who, which freed me up for higher value tasks that only I could handle and no one else could. And then, of course, in concerning time, instead of asking, how do I get more, you know, out of my day, or how do I get more done in a day, ask who. So I remember reading a story about a CEO. I think he was being interviewed for a magazine, pretty famous CEO. And apparently he had been labeled a bit pompous because this particular CEO hired a driver to pick him up every single day and drive him to work and take him home every single day. And he was kind of being labeled a little arrogant and pompous. And when the magazine asked him about that, about why do you have a driver pick you up every day and drop you off every day, he explained that it's an hour commute each way. And he said, if I hire a driver, then I have 2 hours every single day to read over contracts from the car and do business and make sales from the car. 2 more hours. Now, if that's a 5-day work week, that's 10 more hours. And his point was he needed a who to put a little more time back in his day. And I was thinking about, imagine if you're an attorney and you have to fight traffic an hour all the way to downtown Dallas every morning on your commute in, and you have to fight traffic an hour on your way home or more. And if you're an attorney that charges $500 an hour to read contracts, imagine if you just decide to take an Uber every single day. Sure, it's a few extra bucks, but at $500 an hour, each commute could generate $1,000 in billable hours if you're an attorney reading contracts from the back seat of an Uber car. And so thinking in terms of who can help me get 2 more hours out of my day, who can help me bill out 2 more hours a day that I can't possibly squeeze out of my already 10 to 12 hours that I work every single day as an attorney, or whatever you do by the hour. Who can help me with this? Well, an Uber driver could in that particular case, literally shave 2 hours a day. So this is an example of thinking who, not how. Not how can I read more contracts in a day, but who can help me free up my time. By freeing yourself from hows, you'll have a reborn sense of purpose and clarity. You'll feel like you've been given another life to live. You'll feel like you've literally been handed more time. Imagine if you were that attorney who just got back 2 hours of your life a day. That's 10 hours a week. That's a lot of billable time at the end of the week without finding a way to stay longer and stay later and maybe work weekends for that time that you want to bill out. Time creates money, and money creates freedom. So to achieve freedom of money, you must first achieve freedom of time. By achieving freedom of time, you achieve the freedom to focus on higher impact activities, which automatically increases your income. So the attorney could spend 2 hours a day fighting traffic, not a great use of his time, or he could spend 2 extra hours a day reading contracts from the backseat of an Uber. Same thing with my own situation. Instead of me spending hours and hours and hours trying to figure out what hotel to use, who's offering the best deal, who would negotiate the best terms of signing a contract with a hotel for my live events, the best use of my time was not trying to do something I'm not good at anyway. It's better left to the right who already knows how to do those things. So put simply, improving how you spend your time increases your chances and ability to make more money. Don't waste time learning a new software program or a new app if someone else should be doing it. Don't waste time editing a video if someone else should be doing it. Don't waste time learning how if someone else who knows how already should be on your team. So here's what I learned. If you have enough money to solve a problem, you don't have a problem. The belief that you can do all the hows by yourself is very limiting. It actually limits your capability. It's not noble. It's actually scarcity of mind and cost avoidance when you try to do it all yourself. Trying to avoid costs by keeping it all on your plate only costs you in the long run. When I hired my first sales manager, I was worried about the cost. I'm like, ooh, can I afford this person? I was so worried about the cost, but I did finally hire my first sales manager. And I quickly saw that she paid for herself with all the sales I used to lose because I couldn't keep up with all the leads. She quickly paid for herself. I needed the right who. I didn't need to get faster at vetting my leads and closing the sale. I needed another who so that I wasn't losing all the leads and running out of time to follow up and close the sale. When you start to see who's as an investment rather than a cost, which is what I needed to do, you can actually 10x your results. You can achieve well past what you thought was possible or what you hoped for. Now, of course, to pull all this together, you must commit to specific results with your who. You can kind of get away with being wishy-washy with yourself, but you have to commit to specific results with your who. In other words, you have to start with the commitment and then be crystal clear on what you expect and the autonomy that they have to bring that vision to life in whatever way the who sees fit. In other words, if you find the right who, get out of the way. Don't criticize, coach. Don't micromanage, inspect. Set up frameworks of accountability, don't try to manage it. Strong leaders invest in their who's. They challenge them. They help them see the vision and ultimately get them committed as much as they do. So the question you need to answer today is, who is your next who?
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 877-202-8891. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-877-202-8891. Profit University Audio Series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-877-202-8891. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.